Very worrying, Michael, again. Very, very worrying status, as a fact, again, it is. It's shocking, to be quite honest with you. But again, it backs up again. Back to the point that I said there a minute ago. Again, the farmers, by nature, some of them at least live on their own. Obviously, not all on their own, but some do. And this is widely known, particularly if you're in rural Ireland. You may or may not be married. You may or may not have a family. And unfortunately, the times that we live in, for the criminals that be, it's not that hard to figure out where the certain people live and so on. And again, a thing that I've talked about as well, I didn't talk about it on Friday, but I spoke about the JPC meeting back in January. I do have genuine concerns as well about these bloody drones. These drones are as much a curse now in Ireland and our own county here as anything else, to be quite honest with you at the minute. They're supposed to be a thing for enjoyment, but sadly, as well as enjoyment at the end of it, they're also being used for surveillance. Now, obviously, any of us goes to weddings, if we see clearly weddings, what they can do at weddings, and for the bride and groom, it's great getting their day found and everything else. But sadly, I believe as well, there are certain elements now of the criminal world zoomed in on this, using drones for casing out buildings in areas. They can comfortably sit a couple of miles away, possibly, with some of these drones in secluded areas. And for the drone away flying, they can video, they can photo whatever they want, they can fly over your backyard, they can fly in behind your fence, they can see everything that you have. They can see who's about the house, they can check yards, they can copy registrations, everything else. And again, it's all been done in the wrong way. And unfortunately, at the moment, anyway, there's nothing can be done with this. And this is madness. There is nothing can be done. I can fly a drone anywhere I want. I don't have a drone, but if I have a drone, you can fly it pretty much anywhere you want and record so on, unknown to the person there. But there's no legislation at the moment as such in place to get rid of this. And the other thing I brought up as well, for farmers as well, that would have possibly guns, as most farmers do, if they see a drone where it shouldn't be, can they blow it out of the air? They're in the wrong then if they do that. So, I mean, like, the whole thing is wrong here. Who's favouring who, like? You know, the law, as we stand at the moment, they need to sit down, really. Are they on the side of the criminal, or are they on the side of the farmer, or the would-be person in the rural area that's going to be robbed? Because at the minute, while I see at the minute, that you're out of your depths, if you shoot a drone out of the air with your own shotgun or rifle, or whatever the case you may have, the actual person the drone then can come after you. That's totally wrong. Like, the drone should not be over your area or your farm or your premises unless there's some reason for it being there. That's my view on it. Anyway, Kayla, stand to be corrected in that, but that's my view on it, and that's going to be an issue going forward, because there's quite simply, for a lot of these people, that's the only way that they're gathering their information, their intelligence, as I say, as via drones and that type of stuff. And it's not unusual now, anywhere you are in different areas, to see a lot of drone activity on certain days and so on. People, no, as I say, it could be enjoyment, maybe it is, but maybe it's not either. And this is the thing, I would like to see something happening in that respect as well going forward. But unfortunately, that's for another day at the moment. But it is something to flag up there as well. The drones are an issue.